Bloomington is home to the state's largest university. Enrollment at IU approached 43,000 in the fall. The city welcomes about 2 million visitors a year. That's on top of the 85,000 people the U.S. Census Bureau estimates already live here. But one statistic that may surprise you, the size of the city's police department. Captain Steve Kellum says finding people to fill open positions is a constant challenge.
Everybody is struggling with that.
Bloomington's police department will have just more than 100 officers when it finishes its current hiring phase. That will give the department about 1.2 officers for every 1,000 people in the community. That's half the national average.
We're looking for those really good quality candidates, but so is everyone else.
Kellum says the shortage of candidates is the result of several factors: low unemployment in the state, low compensation, and changing perceptions of the profession.
We have a lot of issues that are going on within the media and representations that we're seeing across those media platforms about law enforcement, some of them fairly, some of them unfairly, and all of those shade that people's opinions of law enforcement.
Some members of Black Lives Matter Bloomington protested the department's purchase of an armored vehicle earlier this year, accusing the city of not being transparent about the process. BPD is doing what it can to combat those negative perceptions and make it easier for interested candidates to apply. That includes taking what was a 21-page application and condensing it into a shorter online form. But the recruiting problems aren't unique to Bloomington. Police departments across the country are facing the same challenges. Data from the Bureau of Justice Statistics shows the number of full-time sworn officers for every 1,000 people dropped 11% nationwide over a nearly 20-year period. That's leading some departments to make drastic changes to make the job more appealing.
Just recently, our city council and mayor approved a pay increase for our officers, and that will result for many of them to be several thousand dollars, which would put us on par with some of the higher paying departments.
That's Lieutenant Matt Harris with the Columbus Police Department. In addition to bumping pay, he says the city also expanded its take-home car policy and changed appearance guidelines. More than a quarter of the officers here are veterans, and tattoos are a military tradition.
Many of them have visible tattoos on their arms, and they would have to wear long-sleeve shirts year-round, which, July, August, that could be very uncomfortable on top of a ballistic vest.
Harris says he's already received one email from an officer in Virginia who's interested in coming to the department because of the policy change. But some worry it's not enough to get the large number of people needed to fill jobs once older officers retire. Timothy Horty is the executive director of the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy, where most officers in the state go for training. He often hears about the shortage from departments, but says what he sees is encouraging.
Our numbers aren't changing. In fact, ours are going up because there is a large demand to get these young officers trained and out there in the streets serving their community.
While there may be smaller pools of candidates for departments to choose from, he says the quality of recruits isn't going down. As departments compete to fill jobs, the bar for potential officers remains high. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.